Nick Scrip, P2W Fantasy Podcast, dropping an episode on the lunch break, just capitalizing on a window of time. I have two subjects today I want to cover. Both were talked about on Twitter through some content, but I can't bank on everybody who listens to this episode catching everything I say on a different platform. So the first one is going to be running backs and running back rooms that can be impacted by the NFL draft for fantasy football purposes, obviously. And then number two, some underdog fantasy best ball ADP values that I found. If you are not part of the P2W Patreon, be sure to go check that out. The amount of content I'm putting on there on a daily basis is well worth the $5 a month between all the rankings, the P2W data, the buy and sell sections. There's threads, there's live streams plugged in there. There's a trading chat. I can go on and on about everything that is offered. You know, I don't half-ass anything. So go sign up today if you support this podcast, support me as a content creator, and most importantly, play to win when it comes to your fantasy football leagues. So the first topic here is running backs and running back rooms that can be impacted by the NFL draft pending their team making a move in this draft for a running back. First team is the Atlanta Falcons. Tyler Allgeier is the lead running back there. Patterson is 32. Not sure if he's part of their future plans or not, but the Falcons did select Tyler Allgeier in the fifth round last season. He set the rookie rushing record for the Falcons with 1,035 rushing yards. He averaged 19.75 carries, 107.75 rushing yards, and 0.5 rushing touchdowns in the final 4 weeks of the season when given the work. Do they open up the season, though, comfortable with him being their future running back one? They have the 8th, 44th, 75th, 110th, and some other picks in this draft. The next room, Tony Pollard. They have Malik Davis and Ronald Jones behind him. The Cowboys have the 26th, 58th, and 90th within the top 100 picks. Tony Pollard career highs in rushing yards with 1,007, receiving yards with 371, and total touchdowns with 12. He was number two in yards per reception with 9.5, number five in yards per touch with 5.9. This, though, was with Zeke still being top 10 in 2022 in carries with 231. Do they give Tony Pollard the full workload, or are they going to look to replace Zeke and replace an early down back? Next running back room is Denver. Javonte Williams, Samaje Perine. They have the 67th, 68th, 108th, 139th, and 195th picks in this draft. In the last three seasons, Samaje Perine has played the majority of snaps in four games and has averaged 22.33 fantasy points. In the three games filling in for Mixon this past season, he had one game of three receiving touchdowns, one game with a rushing touchdown, and another game of 106 rushing yards. Denver brought him in. Obviously, he's done good things when given the workload and filling in. Javonte Williams, we've seen a wide variety of reports on, you know, what his status is going to look like coming into this next season following that big knee injury or set of knee injuries he had. You know, there are some people that are expecting him to be ready, and there's some people that are very skeptical about him being a big impact on this Denver squad coming into this next season. So do they make a move to add somebody to take on that role if Javonte Williams is not looking great? Jacksonville, Travis Etienne, Jamichael Hasty, Dearness Johnson are on the roster. 24, 56, 88, 121, 185, and 226 for their picks. Etienne, 5 total touchdowns despite 45 red zone touches, which was number 9 for running backs. Top 10 season in rushing yards with 1,125 yards per reception, yards per touch. Solid 5.1 yards per carry at 35 catches. Doug Peterson in March, though, said that they would add at least one running back. He mentioned something along the lines of two, three, or four guys can rotate in. So will Jacksonville look to add somebody to pair with Travis Etienne? Isaiah Pacheco, you know, you got Clyde Edwards-Helaire still on the roster. Kansas City's got 31, 63, 95, 122, and a bunch of other picks later on. Jerick McKinnon was top 10 in targets, receiving yards, receptions, routes run, and total touchdowns this past season. He is not going to be back. Isaiah Pacheco had games of 95 and 76 rushing yards in the NFL playoffs. Weeks 10 through 18, he averaged 70.33 rushing yards. Is he for sure the lead back? Does Clyde Edwards-Helaire try to fight him for that running back one spot? Do they bring in somebody? Are they going to replace the Jerick McKinnon role? So some question marks there. L.A. Chargers, you know, they have Austin Eckler, but there's been, reports that came out saying that he is allowed to go and seek a trade partner. They have Joshua Kelly, Isaiah Spiller on the roster, 21, 54, 85, 125, 156 within the first 200 picks. Huston Eckler has accounted for 38 of 97 total rushing and receiving touchdowns for L.A. the last two seasons. So obviously they would definitely look to fill in that Austin Eckler role of some sorts if he does get traded away. I mean, Joshua Kelly and Isaiah Spiller, maybe you are hoping for the best for them, but I would think that they would have to bring in somebody else. For the LA Rams, Cam Akers, you have Kyren Williams. They have 36, 69, 77, 167, 171, 177, 182, 189, 191 within the first 200 picks. Super Bowl champs, and then they were 5-12 last season. So obviously the injuries impacted them, but the roster is looking a little sketchy. Cam Akers averaged 76.25 rushing yards weeks 11 through 18 and scored six total touchdowns in this span. But will they have many moving pieces, including the running back piece, in this offense? That's TBD. Rashad Penny was brought in by the Philadelphia Eagles, despite Kenny Gainwell and Boston Scott, you know, having some decent work in the NFL playoffs. Obviously, Miles Sanders is a Carolina Panther. Kenny Gainwell did have 112 rushing yards and a touchdown in the divisional game in the playoffs. Boston Scott had two rushing touchdowns in three playoff games. 27-year-old Rashad Penny. Rashad Penny's last seven full games playing the majority of the snaps, he averaged 17.71 rushing attempts, 129.86 rushing yards, and 1.14 touchdowns. So absolute dog when he's healthy, but that's the thing. He spent more time off the field than on the field. Does Philly make a big move here? I know a lot of people have been, you know, trying to push the Bijan narrative, but it's not out of the realm of possibility. For Miami, they brought back Raheem Mostert and Jeff Wilson. They have picks 51, 84, 197, and 238. Raheem Mostert rushed for 891 yards in 16 games. Jeff Wilson, 392 in 8 when looking strictly at Miami. Both scored three rushing touchdowns and combined for 43 receptions. They had the seventh least rushing yards per game, though, in 2022, despite being sixth in total yards and 11th in points per game scored. So this is a team that is very high-powered as an offense. We know how dynamic they are through the air. They might look to add somebody to be more of an impact on the ground, though. Kenneth Walker for the Seattle Seahawks. DJ Dallas is in that backfield as well. 520, 37, 52, 83, 123, 151, 154, 198, 237 for their picks. Seattle, 1,051 rushing yards on 228 carries. Number 11 for both of those categories. 52 total red zone touches, ranked third with 9 total touchdowns. Kenneth Gainwell, his rookie season, had 65.3% of his team's total running back opportunities. He only had 27 catches. Do they add a pass catcher, Seattle? Do they add somebody to pair with Kenneth Walker? Derrick Henry for the Tennessee Titans in 2022 averaged 21.8 carries per game. In 2021, 27.4 carries per game. 2020, 23.6 carries per game. Tennessee is another team that has rumored to be moving on potentially from their veteran running back. They have Hassan Haskins also on the depth chart, picks 11, 41, 72, 147, 186, and 228. Do they look to move on from Derrick Henry and go younger? Rashad White looks like the running back one for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They did bring in Chase Edmonds, 19, 50, 82, 153, 175, 179, 181, 196, and 252 for the picks that the Buccaneers have. 16 Leonard Fournette games still meant Rashad White being top 12 in targets and receptions. The two running backs combined for 1,149 rushing yards and 123 receptions. Is Rashad White going to have a workhorse role, or do they bring in somebody? And then last, I want to mention the Washington Commanders, which might be a surprise to some people, but you know they have some decent picks here. Decent amount of picks, nothing super, super early. 16, 47, 97, 118, 150, 193, 215, 233. If you look at the efficiency metrics of true yards per carry, yards per touch, breakaway run rate, yards created, and rushing yards per game. None of those, I mean, I guess rushing yards per game for Brian Robinson looks okay, but if we look at those other efficiency metrics that I looked at on Player Profiler, both Antonio Gibson and Brian Robinson are very poor with their rushing efficiency. I like Antonio Gibson as a pass catcher. Are they comfortable with one of these guys being their lead back, though? I think that could potentially be in question. Some other people have brought up, like, Cincinnati, you know, because of Joe Mixon and the turmoil with him. Do they move on from Joe Mixon? Minnesota's had Dalvin Cook rumors. Are they going to roll out Alexander Mattison or maybe make a move? There's some other running back rooms that you can note. People are anxiously awaiting to see if Bill Belichick is cool with, you know, Ramondre Stevenson being the workhorse or what they do there. There's rooms that we can, you know, dive deeper into, but I thought that's a decent amount of places to take a look at that can be impacted by a running back coming into that running back room from the NFL draft. Next, I want to look at underdog fantasy current values at ADP. So where are guys going in these best ball drafts? So you can do these drafts now on Underdog Fantasy. Use promo code P2W Fantasy. But best ball, again, are leagues where you make drafts. You can do quick ones pretty much whenever you want to, you know, $5, $10 drafts, and you never have to set your lineups. People are doing them all off season. So sometimes at, you know, points like this, you can find some values on where people are being drafted. So I'm going to look at some guys that are being drafted too low, in my opinion, versus what they can produce at. First one's Josh Jacobs being drafted as running back 10. In 2022, he was the standard running back 1, the PPR running back 3. His 76.7% snap share ranked number 3, 340 carries ranked number 2, 1,653 rushing yards ranked number 1, top 10 in red zone touches, receiving yards, receptions, total touchdowns, evaded tackles, yards created via Player Profiler. Transition from, you know, Derek Carr to Jimmy G and no added competition in the running back room, I don't see what is changing so drastically that he is closer to, you know, 12 than he is 1. Najee Harris, running back 14 for his ADP. He averaged 80 rushing yards in the eight games above 50% of the snaps following the byes, 7 total touchdowns during that span. So he was heating up later on in the year. 41 receptions in 2022 after he caught 74 in 2021. The potential to even meet somewhere in the middle can be a big boost for Najee Harris. So if there is a bump in their passing in Pittsburgh, that can also give him some more touchdown opportunities if they get down the field and, you know, create some red zone chances. I still have some faith in Najee Harris. J.K. Dobbins being drafted as the running back 20. Through Dobbins' NFL career, where he saw 10-plus touches, he averaged 73.58 rushing yards, 5.72 yards per carry, 0.59 rushing touchdowns, and 14 PPR fantasy points. He had 2 games of 120-plus rushing yards on just 92 rushing attempts. That hints what could be in this coming season should he be the lead back for one and also be healthy. He's going to be a full year beyond that ACL injury. Last season seemed like the recovery year. James Conner's being drafted as a running back 31. Banged up 2022, but in his 13 games, in the games he saw 50% plus of the snaps, he averaged 63.82 rushing yards. He had 4 games of 5-plus catches on the year and 8 total touchdowns. He's shown major touchdown upside since he's been in Arizona when healthy, along with getting some passing work. There's minimal running back competition on the current roster right now. Jamal Williams being drafted as a running back 36. He had a career season in Detroit in rushing yards, touchdowns as well with those 17. Alvin Kamara is likely going to face some sort of suspension for the Saints. Williams may have landed in a role he can continue to see some good touches along with continued red zone usage should the likes of Carr, Olave, and Michael Thomas click and they're in scoring position often. Ezekiel Elliott is being drafted as a running back 48. Leonard Fournette is a running back 59. I just want to mention these guys because I feel like as soon as they land on a team, this ADP change is going to be significant in my opinion. I feel like if they land in a spot where the offense is good, Miami, Kansas City, I mentioned Denver, maybe Atlanta just because of work, it's going to be intriguing. You know, you got places like the Chargers, Tennessee, and Minnesota, like I mentioned before, that might be trading their running back. So you got Fournette, who continues to catch passes at a high rate. Zeke is a touchdown threat. Once they find their homes, I think this, you know, average draft position is going to change. Next, DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver 19. We're unsure if he's going to be in Arizona. I think he's going to be elsewhere. But in the four games with his QB1 in 2022, D-Hop averaged 9.5 targets, 7.5 receptions, 96.25 receiving yards, and 0.5 touchdowns, 21.63 fantasy points for PPR. It's a smaller sample size, four games, but still it just showed that with an elite quarterback, he was balling out. In games that he didn't have Kyler Murray, he still averaged 12 targets, 6.8 receptions, and 66.4 receiving yards with a backup. He was suspended. He wasn't hurt. He looked like the same DeAndre Hopkins. Jameson Williams, wide receiver 28. You know, his final season at Alabama, he averaged 106.33 scrimmage yards and a touchdown per game. Many regarded him as the fastest player or the most explosive player in this, you know, that wide receiver class. He was a first-round talent. When I think of best ball, a.k.a., you know, big plays, big receiving yard days, touchdowns, I think of a healthy Jameson Williams. Tyler Lockett, wide receiver 31. In 2022, Lockett ranked top 20 for wide receivers in fantasy points per game, air yards, receiving yards, total touchdowns with Geno Smith, who is back in 2023. This seems to be the case that he's going at the wide receiver 31 just because he is a veteran who, you know, I will note was better in fantasy than DK this past season. It's not a super sexy pick. People want to draft, you know, the young guys. Tyler Lockett's kind of being slept on here, especially seeing what he did with Geno Smith, who's going to be his quarterback in 2023. Chris Godwin, wide receiver 32. I personally faded Chris Godwin because I thought he'd miss at least half the season following the ACL injury the year prior. He ended up only missing two games, eight games of 10-plus targets, 9.5 per game, three top seven PPR weeks. Godwin's a stud, will be another year removed from injury. I think we're overplaying the quarterback situation in Tampa. Marquise Brown, wide receiver 34, ADP. Weeks 1 through 6, he was the wide receiver 5 for PPR leagues, averaging 18.3 fantasy points per game. Weeks 3, 4, and 5, he scored over 20 fantasy points straight. Season was filled with him being injured for one, and then when he came back, he had slow, you know, production, wasn't great for fantasy, but also we don't factor in that Kyler Murray was out of the mix. There's a clear connection with him and his former college quarterback, Kyler Murray. I think he is another guy being completely slept on, and D-Hop might be out of that picture, like I mentioned before. I also want to mention Jordan Addison, wide receiver 46, Quentin Johnston, wide receiver 47, and Zay Flowers, wide receiver 50, is guys that you might want to just take a dart throw on at this time of year because they are projected to be first-round draft picks, so should they land in a spot to get volume, they're going to have fantasy relevance that is tied to their draft capital. Alan Lazard, wide receiver 57. Expectation is that Aaron Rodgers will be a New York Jet. Via StatMuse, Alan Lazard has had 168 receptions for 2,216 receiving yards and scored 19 total touchdowns in 56 games with Aaron Rodgers. Even if he's operating as a wide receiver 2 behind Garrett Wilson, the volume with Rodgers can be solid and he can have some touchdown upside knowing the history and the connection between these two. Robert Woods, wide receiver 85. The lone 2022 season in Tennessee was rough for Robert Woods, but it was following an ACL injury the year prior. He still earned 90 targets. He's had four seasons earning over 100 targets under his belt and three over 15 fantasy points per game. Houston can certainly draft somebody at, you know, pick 12. A lot of JSN mocks are him going to Houston. They definitely can add to their wide receiver room, but the veteran as of today could be the prime target for a rookie quarterback that they're going to draft. And then real quick here, some tight ends that stuck out, you know, Darren Waller, tight end 7, he could be Daniel Jones' number one target, major upside when healthy. Dalton Schultz, tight end 12, as of today, you can argue him as well to be the primary target in Houston, just looking at the roster that they have. And a tight end could be a rookie's blanket sometimes. Chig Okonkwo, tight end 14. We've seen the receiving yard upside, big play upside, and it's a shallow receiving roster right now outside of him and Treylon Burks. Juwan Johnson, tight end 17. 2022 showed us some big touchdown plays out of this guy. So for chasing some touchdowns, he's somebody to take a look at. And then rookie Sam Laporta, tight end 36. We got a rookie tight end with a receiving volume background, could land in a favorable spot. So that'll do it for some ADP values, you know, guys that I feel like are going later than I would take them in these best ball drafts, along with the impacts of running backs being drafted in the NFL on some other running backs and the running back room. Be sure, again, if you're liking the content, there's so much more on that Patreon. Go check it out today, patreon.com/P2W Fantasy. Appreciate you guys.